joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sound. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found, far as the curse is found.
Well, Merry Christmas. I trust and pray you are still in the midst of some wonderful moments, because it's Christmas. We've just been celebrating Advent the past 4 weeks, but now the real deal is here. The celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. If you think Christmas is a one and done, you might need to expand your wonder. It is never too soon, nor never too late, to get caught up in the spirit of Christmas. It can only just be too little. And I completely get it if you have had a hard time adjusting to the season. I've been there before. I have run from Christmas like Jonah ran from God, only to have Christmas engulf me in spite of myself. And I just have to say, I would rather Christmas swallow me up than a hungry humpback. So Merry Christmas, wherever you are, and however you spent December 25th. I have some simple questions for us today. Where are the places, and when were the moments when Christmas found you? What sounds, sights, tastes, scents, feelings stir Advent in your heart? What speaks Christmas to you? This year, I celebrated the birth of Christ in a booth at my neighborhood Waffle House. Waffle House is never closed, and I have one less than a mile from where I live. And since it was Christmas Day, I had the 2-egg special with bacon and sausage, along with grits and buttered toast. Now, to the best of my knowledge, that was a first. And ironically enough, the last time I went to that Waffle House was for Easter Sunday lunch. So at least for 2023, I can truthfully say I celebrate all my religious holidays there. Our waitress's name was Tracy. She told us, if you work at Waffle House, you have to work a shift on Christmas Day. Yet I looked around and all the employees exuded joy. The cook was wearing a Santa Claus costume, minus the beard. Another waiter named Cash was wearing a Christmas sweater and a Santa Claus ball cap that made him look a little like the Swedish chef when he tipped his head down. Cash told us he planned to give his brand new hat to a child at the end of his shift. And you know what I thought? I thought Christmas brunch at Waffle House felt like being in church. And that was just one of the places Christmas found me this year. One of the greatest presents of Christmas, and of any time really, is the gift of good memories. When it comes to Christmas, I have a treasure trove. I think of early Christmases going from Bessemer, Alabama to Greenwood, South Carolina, where Pop and Granny Sprouse lived. All my aunts, uncles, cousins would gather at Pop and Granny's, and Granny Sprouse made the best homemade sweet muffins in the world. They were the most coveted dessert among us kids. And I'm excited to say, this year, I just received Granny's secret recipe from my cousin Sherry, and I can't wait to recreate that childhood memory, especially when I looked over the ingredients and I saw two in particular that made me immediately think that's what made them so good. I almost drove to Greenwood this year for the first time since 1984. Greenwood is the town in America with the widest main street. I thought about going there, for it still contains a whisper of home. Back on November 30th, just 4 weeks ago, I was traveling from Moab, Utah to Albuquerque, and I drove through Farmington, New Mexico. Now, our family almost moved to Farmington in 1990. In December of 1989, I was in Farmington for a job interview for a minister of youth position in a local church. My wife and I happened to be there on the weekend of San Juan College's annual Luminaria lighting. Imagine 25,000 candle-lit luminarias lining the rooftops and sidewalks of this beautiful hillside college in the Four Corners region. Well, I was hooked immediately, and I took luminarias back with me to Georgia and later on to Texas. A luminaria is simple to make. You get some white paper lunch bags, put a scoop of sand in the bottom to weigh them down, add a tea light, place them along your outdoor walks and walls, and then light them aglow after dark. It is absolutely beautiful. In the years I served a little mountain church in Fort Davis, Texas, I would line luminarias along the porch and rock walls of our 100-year-old parsonage on what used to be called Millionaire's Row, an ironic name a century later, to be sure. And then I would stretch them over to the church wall and the church property, a half city block all total, and it was absolutely stunning. One year, one night, there came an early December snow in the mountains, as often happened, to add to their incandescent glow. And now in the retelling of that memory, I'm kicking myself for not putting luminaries out in front of my house when my family visited a few days ago. That whole memory and tradition came about from a single weekend 34 years ago. That's the power of Christmas. When it finds you, it can haunt you in a good, good way for a lifetime. There was another moment that happened on that same 1989 visit. We were flying out of Farmington over to Denver. I had my Walkman with me. That's way before Spotify or iPods or any other convenient way to listen to music of your choice. And we took off from the Farmington airport at sundown in a small commuter jet and turned northeastward to cross the snow-covered Rocky Mountains in dusky twilight. Mannheim Steamroller's first Christmas CD played through my headphones, and I listened to Stille Nacht, Silent Night, as we winged above the beauty below. I have never forgotten the wonder of that, and I think of it every time I hear that song every Christmas, which is often every Christmas. That's the lure. That's the siren call of Christmas. So when I drove through Farmington on that late November afternoon 4 weeks ago, and I watched a plane take off from the butte where the airport was located, I swept back in time. And during my three-hour drive from Farmington to Albuquerque across the Continental Divide, the temperature dropped to 29 to 30 degrees. The snow began to fall and cover the road. And I tuned in to my friend Michael Martin Murphy's second Christmas album, full of Christmas carols, that he recorded at a church in Taos, New Mexico, several years ago. And Christmas 2023 found me, for the first time this year, crossing that wintry landscape. And though it blurred thin for a couple of weeks along the way in mid-December, it found me once again Christmas Eve, when my family arrived here in Alabama. And my youngest grandson, Max, reached up for me, and I carried him through a sidewalk filled with Christmas lights and Christmas trees, and I watched his face light up, and his wonder reignited my own. And then on Christmas Eve, the spirit of Christmas found me again when I stepped into a candlelight worship service, and a young boy was handing out candles on one side of a doorway that opened into the sanctuary. And he was being outdone in his task by a girl on the other side of that same door, and I could tell he was anxious to be the one who would give me my candle. So I turned to him and received it, and then he told me with joyous, childlike enthusiasm, "Merry Christmas." And in a moment as fleeting as that, Christmas whispered and smiled and had me once again. I have dozens of stories and places where Christmas was often found in my life. In the annual photo shoot for our family Christmas card, of going into the mountains to chop down our Christmas tree, at the Cowboy Christmas Ball in Anson, Texas with our friends Sue Ann and Bernie Holtman and Murph and his band and 900 other dancers engaged in a lively gated soiree, and the sipping of eggnog or a Santa Coke, or watching It's a Wonderful Life, or John Denver Christmas Special, or Charlie Brown Christmas. In recent years, attending many worship-filled Christmas concerts at Shades Mountain Baptist in Birmingham, of attending Andrew Peterson's annual Advent concert, Behold the Lamb of God. And I just have to exclaim, good grief, it is not difficult for any of us to find Christmas, for the spirit of Christmas is everywhere, on any given day of the year. Hopefully, my stirring of personal memories has reignited a covey of your own. And while Christmas may occasionally blur out like trying to spy the details of a planet through handheld binoculars, focus will return if Christmas remains what we diligently seek. Where are the places, and when were the moments when Christmas found you this year? What spoke Christmas to you? And what did it say when it spoke? For me, it was something I needed to remember, but had momentarily forgotten this year. I wrote it down to remind me again the next time I forget. I guess Christmas comes when it comes. You can't force it to come. You can't bring it to yourself on your own terms. It holds all perfection in its tiny grasp, yet it is born into a world far from perfect, with splinters and chill and saddle sores and manure piles and troubled hearts in field and palace alike, in awe and in dread around its makeshift throne. Jesus, your gifts come unsolicited, and only he or she who does not grab for the choicest gifts gathers abundantly. Well, Merry Christmas once again. It's time to drop a quarter in the Waffle House jukebox and finish listening to Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors, including Ellie Holcomb, sing us out of here with Joy to the World, just like they sang us in. Thank you, Drew, Ellie, Neighbors, for sharing your music with us here at the Waffle House table. I encourage our listeners, it's not too late to listen to new Christmas music. So go check out Drew and crew wherever you happen to stream. Until next time, Party of Redemption, your table is now ready. True.